The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program, The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. In last episode, we spoke about some of the sermons that Farooq-e-Azam, radiyallahu anhu, delivered, and what great pearls of wisdom they carried, and what great pearls of guidance they are for us in order for us to lead our lives in accordance to it. Today, inshallah, in the first part of our episode, we will talk about a few more sermons of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, and then we'll move on to talk about the brilliance of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu from the perspective of writing skills that he possessed. This was also something very, very important in that era, because that was the only means of communication back then, where you had to write letters to other governors or other kings that were located in faraway lands. Back then there was no social media, no such means that we have in today's day and age. So they had to communicate through letters. And having a good grasp and good grip on the skill of writing was very, very important for the leaders of that very time. And it was also a case for the reverence or awe of the leader to be reflected through the writing skills that would be reflected through the letter that would send to other ministers or other kings or other people of his kingdom, where he would want to instruct them regarding something. So this was also something very, very important. But before we do that, before we talk about more sermons of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated that when the day of Thursday approaches, Allah Almighty sends his angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite Salat in abundance on Thursday and during Friday night, meaning time duration which begins after the sunset of Thursday up until the sunset of Friday. Subhanallah. So this description towards the end, which I mentioned regarding the time duration, this is not a part of the hadith. I'm just defining the time duration which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith. So again, such a great virtue, dear viewers, whenever the day and night of Friday approaches, which is after the sunset of Thursday, all the way up until the sunset of Friday, we should specially make efforts and send salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ as much as we can. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We're talking about some of the sermons of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu. Sayyiduna Bahili rahimahullah narrates that once Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu said whilst delivering a khutbah, a sermon in Sham, in the Levant, at the place called Jabia. He says, "Learn the Quran so that you attain its ma'rifah, its recognition, and act upon the Quran in such a manner that you are referred to as Ahlul Quran, as the people of the Quran, because the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make one reach the ranks of the people of truth. Be aware that a true statement and a great advice does not make death more closer to you, and neither does it distance risk, distance sustenance. And be aware that between a person and his sustenance, there is a veil. If a person observes patience, then he is granted rizq. He is granted sustenance. And if he observes haste, he becomes hasty in this regard, then he breaks that very veil, and he is not given more sustenance than what is decreed for him, what is written for him. Then Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu further says that perform miswak and avoid the slavery of oppressive rulers, And then carrying further, he radiallahu anhu, he guides us further, saying that if you are to go to the cities of Ajamis, to the cities of non-Arabs, then do not engage yourself in such trades, in such businesses that will stop you from returning back to your cities, because very soon you will have to return back to your city. And then he says that be aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not cleanse, will not purify three people, neither would he cast a gaze of mercy upon them, and nor will he grant them his own proximity on the day of judgment. And for them there is severe, terrifying punishment. And who are those people? He says that the person who engages in a trade with a ruler for his own worldly benefit, and he gets it and he preserves it himself, but he breaks his promise in relation to it. Second is the person who leaves after Asr Salam to sell his product and swears a false oath on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that I purchased this for this amount. And then because of his false swearing of oath, that very product of his gets sold. And then he radiallahu anhu further says that swearing at a believer is transgression, is sin. And considering the murder of a believer as halal is kufr, is disbelief. And it is not halal for you, it is not permissible for you that you cut ties with your Muslim brother for more than 3 days. And then he radiallahu anhu further says that the person who goes to a sorcerer, who goes to a palmist or an astrologer, and he testifies to what they say, then undoubtedly he denied to what was revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Such great pearls of wisdom Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu mentioned in this very sermon of his, where we come to know from various dimensions that what things we need to avoid and what things we need to adopt. He radiallahu anhu started from mentioning about the Quran, attaining recognition of the Quran, then acting upon the Quran, and then he radiallahu anhu guided us further in relation to observe patience upon risk, upon sustenance. And then he radiallahu anhu mentioned various other pearls of wisdom, and towards the end we also come to know that we are not to cut ties with any Muslim brother for more than 3 days. This is something very, very severe for us and unfortunately commonly seen in our society. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, we emphasized on this fact that it is not halal for us to cut ties with our Muslim brother for more than 3 days. At another occasion, dear viewers, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu delivered another historical sermon which Sayyidina Sa'ib bin Mihjan Shami rahimahullah narrates. And he says that when Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu entered Sham, then he performed the hamd and thana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He glorified Allah Almighty, sent salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He advised the people, he commanded them for good and forbade them from evil. And then he said that undoubtedly the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stood up like me to deliver a sermon. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam commanded to fear Allah Almighty, to treat relatives nicely, and to beautify relationships amongst one another. And then the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also said that necessitate following Sawad-e-Azam upon yourself. And undoubtedly, Satan the accursed, he is with a person who is alone, and he stays away from two people, meaning those people who are together. Satan the accursed stays away from them. Then he radiallahu anhu says that avoid seclusion with a woman, because the third amongst them, the third between them, is Satan. And then he says that the person who dislikes an evil deed and likes a pious deed, then this is a sign for him to be a believer and Muslim. And then he says that a sign of a hypocrite is that an evil action does not bother him, meaning that he does not become remorseful upon sins, and pious deeds do not please him. And then he carries on to say regarding the hypocrite person that even if he performs any act of goodness, then he does not have any hope of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And if he performs any evil action, then he does not fear the seas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says that seek this dunya, seek this world through lawful means, because providing you with sustenance is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says that rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He Almighty is the one who brings your incomplete matters to completion. Then he says that seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over your matters, because He Almighty erases whatever He wants to, and He Almighty keeps whatever He wants to, because Ummul Kitab is with him. He has Ummul Kitab. And towards the end of the sermon, he radiallahu anhu said that may the mercy of Allah be upon our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and may salat and salam be upon him. So this was this very sermon of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, where he beautifully again mentions such great pearls of wisdom guiding us that how should we be in relation to our character. Many beautiful pearls of wisdom we again learn through this very sermon of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, where he guides us towards keeping familial ties, treating our family members nicely. And then he radiallahu anhu also guides us to avoid being secluded with a woman, because in this case, the third one would be Satan the accursed. And then he radiallahu anhu also distinguishes between a believer and a hypocrite. And great line of distinction has been drawn over here by Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, that if a person dislikes an evil action and is pleased with a pious deed, then this is a sign and symbol for him to be a mu'min, a believer and a Muslim. But on the other hand, if a person is not remorseful, he doesn't care about committing a sin, and he doesn't repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a pious deed doesn't bring any happiness in his heart, and he is not hopeful of reward over the pious deed from the court of Allah Almighty either, and these are the signs of a hypocrite person. So in the light of these instructions, on the light of these principles laid down by Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, we are in need of evaluating ourselves as well, that which side of the scale do we lie? Which side of the spectrum are we on? So in case we have any such signs, then we need to come towards the other side, towards the side of being a believer and a Muslim. So we thought that let us bring these two sermons before you, so we can also benefit from these beautiful pearls of wisdom as well. Now, dear viewers, let's move on to our next topic that we were meant to cover in today's episode, which is the writing skills of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. As we mentioned earlier, that writing was very important back in those days, because that was the only means of communication that was present in that era. And the greatness of people would also be reflected through their writing expertise, their writing skills. Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, he was trained and learned and brought up by none other than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam himself. So you can imagine what great scholarly brilliance he would possess, even from the perspective of writing skills when it would come to this very field. Once Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu wrote a letter to his beloved son Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, in which he said, "Amma ba'd, after hamdu salat, I bequeath you to adopt piety, because the person who adopts piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him." Then Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu further says, "وَمَنْ تَوَكَّلَ عَلَيْهِ كَفَاهُ," meaning, "and he who relies upon Allah, Allah Almighty is sufficient for him." Then Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he says, "وَمَنْ أَقْرَضَهُ جَزَاهُ," meaning, "and he who gives a loan to Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty gives him better return." Then he says, "وَمَنْ شَكَرَ زَادَهُ," meaning he who pays gratitude to Allah Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him more. Then he says, "Taqwa is your charter, the base of your action and the enlivenment of your heart. Without a good intention, there's no reward for any good deed." Then he carries on to say, "Wala mala liman la rifqa lahu," meaning that the one who lacks softness, there's no point of him having any wealth. "Wala jadida liman la khuluqa lahu," meaning, and the one who does not possess good manners, good character, there's no nobility in him.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Such great pearls of wisdom we find in this very letter which Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu wrote to his son, where he is guiding him towards adopting piety, towards relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards paying gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards making good intentions, towards having a softness in ourselves, towards having a good character, a good mannerism, and towards having the intention of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How important these things are, dear viewers, which Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu guided his beloved son towards, and is also a great pearl for us, guiding principles for us. Sayyidina Ja'far bin Burqan rahimahullah says that I've come to know that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he wrote a letter to his governor towards the end of which the content was as such: before the day of hardship and severity, hold yourself to account during the days of comfort. The person who holds himself to account before the days of severity and hardship during the days of comfort, he returns towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who's kept heedless of performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his worldly life and he engages in sins, then its result is nothing but regret and remorse. And whoever advises you, seek advice from him and refrain from those things which you are abstained from. Once Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu wrote a letter to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, in which he said that necessitate staying with the haqq, with truth. Truth will reveal the ranks of the people of truth for you and deliver verdicts, make decisions with haqq, with truth as well. Sayyidina Shaqiq rahimahullah narrates that once Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu wrote a letter to someone, and the content of it was somewhat like this: that this world indeed is like greenery and sweet. Whoever acquired it through lawful means to correct means, then he is deserving of this fact that there is barakah for him in this dunya, that blessings is placed for him in this dunya. And then he carries on to say, whoever acquires it through unlawful means, then he is like that hungry person who never gets satiated. Once Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu wrote a letter to Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, and it carried great pearls of wisdom, even from the perspective of how should we carry out our tasks, how should we carry out our work. And this is also very, very important for us as well, and very relevant for us as well. He says that there is strength in keep working, and do not postpone the work of today on tomorrow, because if you do so, then many tasks will gather for you, and as a result of this, you will have to suffer loss, and you will face unbearable loss. Then he says that if you are to choose out of two tasks, and one of them is of this world and one of them is of the hereafter, then prioritize the task of the hereafter, because this world is transient, this world is perishing, whereas the afterlife, the hereafter, is perpetual, is everlasting. Then Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu carries on to say that keep fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep learning the book of Allah. Keep teaching the book of Allah, because the book of Allah is the source of ilm, is the source of knowledge, is the fountain of knowledge and the spring of hearts. Subhanallah. How beautifully Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu has laid principles in this very writing of his to Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu regarding how should be our work ethics. Do not postpone the work of today on tomorrow, as then many tasks will gather for us and then we will suffer loss. How beautiful it is. Even in today's day and age, we see many people, they focus on this very principle that we should finish today's task today, otherwise tomorrow they will be all gathered together for us. And then, subhanAllah, again prioritizing the hereafter over this dunya, as this world is perishing, but the hereafter is everlasting. And then again the emphasis he placed in the Holy Quran, learning it, teaching it, and Quran being the source of knowledge and Quran being the spring of the hearts. Now in the light of this, dear viewers, let's evaluate ourselves whether Quran is also the spring of our hearts, whether it is the same state or not, whether our heart is also revived with the Quran or not. This is something that we need to ponder upon. Allahu Akbar.
Sayyidina Sa'id bin Abi Burda radiyallahu anhu narrates that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Faruq Azam radiyallahu anhu once wrote a letter to Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, the content of which was as following. After Hamd wa Salat, I say that those rulers are fortunate whose subjects, whose people are good. And the most unfortunate is he whose subject, whose people are bad. You should refrain from those acts that are against the Sharia. Otherwise, your subjects, your people will also fall into it. And if you do not act upon this principle, then your example will be like that animal who sees greenery on the earth and then starts eating from it. And he wants to become healthier by eating that very greenery. Whereas for that very greenery to become a part of his very body is nothing but destruction for him. So Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu is using figure of speech over here, figuratively explaining Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu regarding refraining himself from opposing the Sharia. Otherwise, the people will also fall into it. And if this happens, then there is nothing but destruction for the ruler. So again, dear viewers, great pearls of wisdom Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu has laid down through his writings as well, which we've covered today. We've seen that they are for general public as well for the rulers, that how rulers should be, those who are appointed over people, what should their conduct be, how should they go about their affairs. And it all comprises on making sure your work ethics are good, you do not delay your work, and it all focuses on the emphasis of reciting the Quran, acting in accordance with the Quran, refraining from those things which Sharia stops us from performing. Because if the ruler does that, then public people would also fall into it, which would lead to nothing but destruction. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah Almighty shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for His sake, and may Allah Almighty enable us to follow the instructions He gave through His writings and through His sermons as well. آمين بجاه خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
The second caliph of Islam عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه